Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up what's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Osborne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right to your phone calls. We go to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Howdy. How are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind, Dave?
Hey, maybe they is the government that you don't like so much. You know what I mean?
So, when you say they, you're talking about the they in reference to what the conspiracy theorists are talking
about? Yeah, when they always say they, you know, the government that you don't like, that you think should get the hell out of here, you know? That's they,
okay.
I think. And then the pilots probably think that what they're spraying isn't dangerous. You know, they're into the brainwash and that they're doing good.
Okay, so you're a believer
for the environment. No, I'm just giving the other side.
Ah, okay.
And then the global warming is the best excuse I could think of to create monopolies, take freedom away, control people. You know, make some money, create a new tax, make them insurance companies a little richer. They could make new eco insurance, and then I think the insurance company should fall off the face of the earth, really. But I think it's all because they like it, you know. The oil companies are the insurance companies, and the oil companies are the banks. And
that's news to me, isn't it?
And our cars is the symbol of freedom.
Are the oil companies actually the banks?
Yeah, they're all subsidiaries of each other. What do you think the oil companies do with all the money they make from us because we're free and drive cars?
You know, I understand your frustration.
They create banks, and then them banks get so rich from all the interest they charge on all the loans that they good, so because they got the housing market cornered, like you got to pay us the price of two houses so you could buy one house. So we're going to make an insurance company, so we're going to insure that house and make a law that you got to have insurance.
You know, I'm not saying, Dave, that it's impossible. I think that what you're saying is possible. Certainly an oil company could start its own bank if it wanted to. It's just news to me. I've never heard that before.
What do you think? How do you think Rockefeller got around it? He broke everything up and made it all different names, but they all...
I don't know about the subsidiary thing, but I certainly would agree that a lot of the very richest men in the world probably have money in both oil companies and banks and insurance companies. Or that wouldn't be both, would it? In all of those types of companies.
Yeah.
I mean, and then who are the governments in cahoots with? All of them guys. So, hey, got a good deal. But, you know, the fish, they just move with the sea when the sea gets rough, you know. So it's up to the fish to bring whatever they're going to bring. So we better bring some freedom with us, or we're going to get it ripped right off.
Thanks, Dave. Always words of wisdom. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Bring the freedom with you or get it ripped right off.
I say he is a modern-day philosopher. You know, I know it can be hard to follow, man, but so was Jesus.
I want to know where these freedom fish are.
They're coming here to New Hampshire, dude. In fact, we got an email that addresses that here in a little bit, but let's continue with your calls. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Frank,
wait.
Frank, tell me what you're going
to
say in just a second. I want to know, Dave, prophet or lunatic?
A thoughtful person.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to say, Ian, that you were really hard on the... gentlemen talking about HAARP and the different types of Ken spraying that actually go back to Edward Teller back in 1982 when they formulated that notion, and MIT's Lincoln Labs filed the patent with DARPA for that technology. If you look at it, you know, it's
what
well
technology
explained.
Are you
you
referring
have to do a little
to?
Bit of research.
What are you
and
referring
secondly,
to?
And secondly, the Illuminati...
Frank, what are you referring to? You said that technology.
The Ken spraying.
Okay,
the
so you're saying there's a patent...
cool down the Earth from global warming. or to impede ultraviolet radiation from hitting the surface of the Earth. But enough said about that. I was really, I thought it was funny about the Illuminati does exist. We actually exist. In fact, I was at our last meeting. We had the greatest time talking about the fact that Obama's not even a natural-born citizen, and he's president of the United States, and he's doing all our bidding. And ultimately, he's dancing to our tune. And we also like to make David Rockefeller sweat, even at age 94. He's not 92 as he pretends to be. He's actually 94. And, you know, we enjoy making wagers on who is going to go turkey hunting this Thanksgiving with Dick Cheney and who may return from that or not. I mean, you know, this exists, and you're doing a wonderful job, Ian. I have to say this. I was offered a radio talk show years ago, but I'm, you know, I get my jollies sort of calling in and illuminating a little bit here and there, and
you are Illuminati.
I think you're really hard on that guy. And also, 9/11 was an inside job. We all laugh about that. In fact, we laughed about it at Bilderberger for the last, you know, 6 years.
How did you get into the these groups?
Well, actually, if you want to get in, you'll never get in. You're actually asked to join. And it's all based on your ability. I'm not a wealthy man.
So somebody approached you?
Oh, yeah. Even Bill Gates can't get in, and he wants to get in, as does Paul Allen.
Well, how are you approached? What's your story?
Well, I really don't want to go into that. But the point is this. You know, there are those that make the decisions, and there are those 6,000 people that carry them out. And, you know, often when we get together, we just sort of have a good time, a nice stiff bourbon or possibly a wonderful cognac, sort of a Napoleon cognac.
I think this may be Frank's most satirical call ever.
Pardon me?
This is a great call, Frank. You did a great job.
Well, the truth is, my friend, I am a superb economist, as you know, and over the years I've been shedding light on, you know, I think you guys deal too much with the theoretical, you know, and I think you have to deal with the day-to-day existence, as Schutz would say, the daily existence of life.
As I said,
we're all really basically just a group of fun-loving philosopher kings, although I'm not a king, but I'm sort of like a prince. And what can I say? Good evening.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Now, does that call freak out people like Bob, the guy that called in the first hour just spurting all kinds of different conspiracy theories? Frank calling in saying that he's part of the Illuminati, thanking Free Talk Live for assisting the Illuminati. Does that really freak out somebody like Bob?
I don't know, but if there is an Illuminati, I love the idea that they speak like Thurston Howell III does, like Frank does. You know, that mainline accent. You know, I think isn't it the most appropriate thing you've ever heard?
Yeah.
You know, guys like the guys that talk like Frank, and I wish I did. I wish I could talk. I wish I could talk like that all the time. I know you have to keep your teeth together to properly do it, and there's sitting around and sitting, you know, they have those straw hats on with the band around them, mm-hmm. and coats.
They dress like Thurston Howell.
Striped, seersucker suits.
So you're saying they all dress like Thurston Howell
Wouldn't they have to? I mean, wouldn't they have to? And then, you know, having a nice bourbon or perhaps a well-aged scotch, princes among men, as it were. I love the idea.
Let's continue with your calls and talk to Nick in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hello. I would like to – have you guys heard about the taser gun used on a 10-year-old girl who refused to take a shower? Did you hear about this?
I did hear the story. Yeah. I have not – I haven't read it thoroughly.
Okay. Well, I'd like to talk about it. There was a girl apparently in Arkansas who her mother was having trouble dealing with her. And she called the police, which, first of all, stop right there.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
We'll have to continue the story in a moment. Hang on. 800-259-9231. We've just had a host of stories over the years where parents and people who are getting into some sort of domestic situation that doesn't necessarily involve violence will call the police because, well, for whatever reason, they can't handle their own family problems and believe the police will be able to help them. And the police do help them, usually with violence and into a jail cell. We'll come up with the rest in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now, you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu. Who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Osborne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first. If you're on the updates list, at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you hate making extra trips to carry in those grocery bags from out of the car, I've got a product for you. It's called Totasec, T-O-T-A-S-E-C. SAK.com, and it's made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. It's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. It's a great little invention handle thing, and it can carry a heck of a lot more than you can. It's Totosack.com.
All right, we continue. Nick is on the line in Massachusetts. Nick, you've just begun telling us a story about the happened in Arkansas where a 10-year-old girl was tased after mom decided to call the police to handle a family issue. What was going on there?
All right. She was refusing to take a shower and apparently was being disorderly. So the mother decided to call cops, which, like you said, was I hadn't thought of this at the time, but the letting the police deal with your own matters, but letting them into your house alone isn't a good idea. So
yeah,
there was also that problem. The daughter, who's only 10, by the way, and was obviously being may have had issues or whatever. While the cop was trying to calm her down and have her take the shower, she kicked
him in
the groin.
That's an order, little missy. I tell you to take a shower. See this badge?
It's like forcing a kid to eat your vegetables. Like, it's so,
you're
ridiculous.
Right. That's a great analogy because it is that ludicrous.
Yeah. I was listening to a podcast of someone last night, and they had said that's where I got that from. They were saying, like, it's like making somebody, like, eat your vegetables or I'll tase you. But anyway, the girl ended up kicking the cop in the groin, and
okay.
That's where he said that he only tased the girl for a second. Of course, there's no video. There's no evidence that he only did this for a second.
Mm-hmm.
The girl, by the way, is fine. She's not injured or anything. So obviously he didn't do it for, like, a long time or anything. But he did still tase the girl. The mother, of course, in the end, the father wasn't there. But in the end, the mother says that that she wishes her daughter hadn't been treated like an animal and didn't deserve to be treated like that. And the cop...
Wait a minute. According to the story at LouRockwell.com, Will Grigg was reporting on it there. He says the mom, Kelly Hamlert, called the police, and the report claims that Hamlert told the cop to electro-torture the child if he needed to. Now, of course, the police can...
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say that. Yeah, she did give him permission to tase her daughter if need be. I forgot about
Someone
that part.
Kidnap that girl now. That's crazy.
That is, but the cop said right. In his defense that he wasn't trying to hurt the girl. He just wanted to get her under control.
He can't control a 10-year-old girl without
a
taser,
exactly.
Is what
and
he's saying.
He kicked her in the groin, and then his response to a 10-year-old girl, taser, because I can't keep a 10-year-old under control.
Yeah.
I almost wonder, I mean, I guess, you know, I don't know much about the, you know, how big 10-year-old girls are, but that's a heck of a high kick, isn't it? I mean, they're not the normal height of a person, so, I mean,
right.
That's a good high kick, I would think.
I would say so.
It would seem like it would take a lot of the velocity out of it. Maybe I'm wrong, you know? I certainly don't want to get kicked in the
front. It depends on her height.
Yeah, and she could know martial arts for all we know.
Yeah, exactly.
But still, I mean, the idea that a police officer cannot control a 10-year-old girl, of course, the whole idea that a police officer should be called to deal with a family situation with a little girl not taking a shower is, I think, absolutely just absolutely outrageous. And what would have happened had this mom, Ms. Hamlert in this case, what if she had owned her own taser and decided to just start using it on her daughter for pain compliance? Would the police look fondly on that?
That's
She's
a good
not
point.
Probably licensed for that. Come on now.
Right. So it's okay for the police to taser.
Yeah, the cops have badges. That's all the permits they need.
And, of course, the police officer is likely going to be found completely innocent here.
Yeah.
That there's no, you know.
Yeah, I don't think there's been anything against them.
Wow. Thanks for bringing that up, Nick. It was in my show prep, but one of those many stories we never get to. I appreciate the call. And that's how you do it. If you want to get a story on the air, it's nice when you email it to us. But of the emails that were sent, 1% of them might make it on the air eventually. So if you want to get your story on the air, whether it's your personal story or just something you think is important that you want to get out there, the way to do it is on the phone. At 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we continue with your calls. Let's go to Sam in New Hampshire. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network at obscuretruth.com. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, gentlemen. I wanted to just call in and talk about the story of the computers being hacked at the Global Warming Research Institute and kind of what they contained.
Okay, sure.
I know you have talked about it at the beginning of the show, and I don't know how much you got into if you talked about how they were harassing researchers who disagreed with them, working to get them fired, falsifying data.
Talked about beating them down at a convention, right?
Yeah, we touched on some of that stuff, yeah.
Okay, so there's also, you know, Al Gore comes into play here, and I don't know that this has been covered at all. He has started this company that's really the same thing as Enron, what they did with energy trading, to basically be the clearinghouse for all of these cap-and-trade carbon credit payments that all of the richer countries, the industrialized countries, are supposed to pay to help the poor third world countries and so forth.
So when you say it would be the clearinghouse for it, what does that mean? That he would be processing those payments?
Yes, somehow? Basically. He would be the company that all of the countries and so eventually the individuals would be paying into their carbon credit taxes, and then he would redistribute the wealth out to wherever the UN decides it needs to go.
Well, that would be quite a lucrative little opportunity for him.
Yeah, that would be the appropriate role for him. I mean, he's done all the legwork. He deserves it. If they get that all set up, he's the guy who's done it.
And in his new book, he's falsified or photoshopped a picture of the Earth to show it having three active hurricanes going all at the same time. Greenland's melted away, and you know, it's been shown to be a lie, and he's come out claiming, oh, it wasn't intended to be real and so forth. But again, propagating this climate of fear. And then I've also read in the New York Times, they ran an editorial from Ban Ki-moon, who is the head of the UN, and he calls for, at the end of the article, if you read, scroll down to it, he talks about this tax being needed in order to, you know, save the planet kind of thing. And in order to do that, that tax needs to be used to fund a global government structure. And this is the whole conspiracy theorist New World Order kind of thing. But yet here he is coming out admitting it in a story. I think it's starting to be put together, and the excuse that they're using is global warming, and these emails coming out showing that this is fake is really a critical thing that might help kill this cap and tax proposal.
I don't know if it'll kill the government's proposal, but it's certainly good that it came out, no doubt about it. The climate of fear is something you mentioned. We can come back and talk a little bit more if you've got more. Hang on, 800-259-9231. Because if there is no climate of fear, then people are a lot more difficult to control. Much more easier to control if they're afraid. 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Osborne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give the features on the site for free, and those features include live streams. Got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, as well as a webcam and even the Free Talk Live listen line. It's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And Manchester Brewing Beer is made by introverted geeks with poor social skills and strong right arms. ManchesterBrewing.com. How'd they get those strong right arms? Let's go to back to Sam in New Hampshire. You're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Sam, you're talking about the news that has broken over the past several days wherein a hacker has allegedly cracked into a certain university that has been hired on and is being funded by the government over in the UK to essentially discover that global warming is happening and we need to have more government controls and programs and taxes. And you pointed out that apparently Al Gore is all set up and ready to be an integral part of whatever sort of taxing system comes out, somehow being a middleman for collecting the taxes or something like that. Was there more that you wanted to share on that?
Right, yeah, and I just want to add that the scientists at the whose emails were leaked have come out and said that they were being misrepresented. So in a sense, they've confirmed that yes, they were hacked into. The university is saying yes, we were hacked. We can't comment on it. So these emails appear to be real.
Well, I mean, why would a hacker spend? He cracked into like 1,000+ emails, right? I mean, I guess he could have gone in and
13 years of emails. He pulled basically the entire mailbox database off.
Wow. Yeah, it seems to me that it's pretty unlikely that he would have gone in and modified these things. But how is anybody ever going to tell for sure? How is anybody going to know for certain? Because, I mean, they're not going to want to release their database to confirm that the hacker has to confirm
right.
this.
I mean, if this was a private company that was caught red-handed doing this, the police would be in there raiding, and there would be, you know, an investigation, because they're basically falsifying records and doing all kinds of things that are illegal to cover up the fact that the Earth apparently is actually getting cooler, is my understanding.
Hmm. I think that's a shame, by the way. I'd like for the Earth to get a little bit warmer. It's cold up here.
It would be nice, especially up here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Let's see. And then, so Al Gore is profiting off of this. He's admitted that he's profiting off of it. And we have Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, who's come out and said, this cap-and-trade or cap-and-tax scheme needs to be implemented to save the world from global warming, and it should fund a New World Order type or global government structure. And we've also had the Gordon Brown, the Prime Minister, and the head of the UN or the EU come out and use the similar language. Now, I remember years ago there was the one clip of George Bush saying New World Order, and the conspiracy theorists all watched that and said, see, there you go, there's proof.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't give that a lot of credibility, but now seeing this editorial and hearing the speeches where they're mentioning, you know, using the similar language all of a sudden, all at the same time, it seems like, you know, this whole global warming thing is the global fear paradigm that they can force on people to get them scared. And once America signs this Copenhagen Treaty, all of the other countries have to agree to let the United States leave it. And the United States will be one of the countries paying in, so they're never going to do that. So there's no way to get out of this treaty. And if that ends up being signed, then that's bad news. Now, coincidentally, also about, I think it was over a month ago, Obama sat in as head of the UN Security Council, and they said, you know, it was only for a few minutes, it's just a formality, but that's a clear conflict of interest that violates the Constitution that says, you know, the leader of the country can't have divided interests like that, and being head of the UN and president of the United States at the same time was unprecedented.
Interesting.
So
I think that you're right, Sam, that you know, the whole New World Order thing, there's an element of truth to that, that there are people in search of power that would like to aggregate more of it to their to themselves. That that much I am certain of. It's just that the constant chanting of the terms kind of leads
right.
one.
You know, I think that
to look like a kook.
There's a disconnect here. The fact that somebody said New World Order doesn't mean that it means what the people that say New World Order all the time mean that it means. You know, some politicians said New World Order. Certainly, the order in the world will be different, and that order will be new. And likely it will change on an annual basis to some level, so we have a new world order. But
at that point, Mark, once the United States government enters into this treaty, they're going to enforce all of the terms of that, and they'll be under this structure, and you're not voting for any of these people in the UN, as you point out all the time. There's even less and less accountability as you move towards that. And what they're really taxing here is carbon. I mean, you and I breathe out 5.5 pounds of it a day. So they're taxing essentially human life. And we hear California taxing big screen TVs, and they're banning some of the excessively large ones because they emit, you know, use too much energy. They're too power hungry. And that's an example of where this kind of tax and legislation might head off into the future. And, you know, they've also pushed for a national ID card. We've been fighting that, or the politicos have been fighting that up in New Hampshire for a number of years. I wouldn't be surprised that the tax would eventually get passed on to consumers, to everyday people, and you have to have your national ID card, and you swipe that so they can keep track of the carbon credits that you owe at the end of the year. And, you know, once you have to swipe government identification to buy basic necessities for living, they've pretty much got you.
Yeah, I think that, again, the conspiracy crowd is very good at following trends that are kind of police state trends, tracking mm-hmm. and informational sorts of things, you know, the codes, the RFID, the chips, the implants and all that. I think there's no doubt that there are people that that are in search of power that would like to have everybody chipped and tracked and do all of those things. And I think that you'll probably see moves toward that in the future. And whether it's, you know, just chipping the welfare recipients first and then down the line chipping all babies or making sure that all school children are chipped, certainly they, you know, they have their ways of doing these things. And people do need to be aware and they do need to pay attention and they do need to refuse to go along with it. Because as long as people are afraid, they will obey what the government's demands are. And I think that they, being the conspiracy crowd, is certainly on to some things. And as Mark pointed out, they're probably absolutely right about a number of them. It's just that unfortunately they couch some of their ideas along with other crazy crackpot things like chemtrails or HARP and all the other various nonsensical stuff they put out there. That's, you know, unfortunate.
Yeah, I definitely agree. They get a bad rap because of public perception of those issues. I feel like, though, they've been using all this time, they've been kind of setting the trap, and they're getting closer and closer to really springing it with everything that's happening with the dollar being devalued and it reaching the end of its life and the budgets that are just out of control. They're talking about raising the debt ceiling again and, the bailouts. And
I think the most interesting thing that you had pointed out in your call tonight is that the whole climate change specter, that fear, is something that can affect the entire world, whereas the fear of terrorism is really only something that the Western countries are able to propagate very effectively. The evil terrorists are out there, so you need mommy government here to keep an eye out for you. The fear of drug dealers or whatever isn't really much of a fear because a lot of people use drugs. But if you can get people all scared of the idea that the Earth itself is going to collapse, that Mother Earth is going to no longer be able to sustain life, then I think that you do have something that around the world people will rally to support the government on, and that is a very dangerous situation indeed. Thanks for the time tonight. I appreciate the call, dude. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. As though a tax is going to somehow save the Earth, huh? It's Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Osborne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. On us, again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo or their video. That is indeed showing us that there are listeners to the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it there. And if you're a lady listener, you can become a Shriner. Get all the details over at shrine.freetalklive.com. And by the way, the Free Talk Live Shrine of Female Listeners is now brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com.
Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources, our syndicate, to offer you some great gold and silver coins. And it looks like a lot of people have taken us up on our offer here in the last few days, very recently in the last few days here, Ian.
Great.
You know, sell them. A lot of people realize that the rates have not yet gone up on our gold and silver coins at gold.freetalklive.com. They are taking advantage of that and going there and buying quantities, you know, stocking up, it seems, right now. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. You will see what we have to offer over there, and they're, I would wager, some of the best rates you can get on the internet right now.
Right, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Brazil, where Elio is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
All right, I wanted to talk to you about a story that happened to a group here in Brazil. I am the founder of the Brazilian Mises Institute, which is modeled after the U.S. Mises Institute.
Cool.
And usually we publish, economics articles, heavy stuff. But we had an incident that happened to one of our executive directors. He decided to purchase a product in the U.S. and ship it to Brazil. And the product was some of those energy drinks, nano vapor, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what all the names are. There are so many of the so-called energy drinks out there. They're basically beverages that are loaded up with caffeine and other things.
Other stimulants, yeah.
That's it. That's it. Mainly for exercising, fitness, things like that. And he, after like 2-3 months, he got a letter from Customs saying that the product was retained.
U.S. Customs or Brazilian Customs? U.S. Customs or Brazilian Customs?
No, the Brazilian Customs.
Okay.
So he got a letter with all this a series of information that he needed to send them because this was the Brazilian FDA, and they wanted to check the prescription from a doctor that he needed that product. And they stated that since creatine, which was one of the ingredients, did not have the efficacy proved or was not reliable, something like that, that it was forbidden in Brazil. So he needed to send all this information from his doctor, basically. And he decided not to do that. Instead, sent the guys a letter saying, you take your hands out of my property and stuff. And, of course, he never got the product. And we decided to publish the article with the story, with the letters that he sent and the letters that the FDA sent.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a debate whether or not to publish because it was a personal incident, et cetera, but we decided to publish. And the interesting follow-up to that was I got called by the largest media conglomerate in Brazil, and they invited us to go there to discuss free markets in general, along with two or three other think tanks and institutes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they knew who I was because I'm a sister, I'm a brother of my sister works there, and she has like an Oprah kind of show at this media conglomerate. And I was surprised when I got there. They didn't realize I was her brother, and that the guys got to know us because the big shot over there got an email with the article that I just mentioned. And what was the most interesting thing was I ended up understanding that he, the big shot, had a personal connection to that. He had a huge Band-Aid in his head, close to his ear. And he then felt that he needed to explain that. So he's becoming, he's having a hearing loss in his left ear. And he tried some of those devices that people normally use, mm-hmm. and they did not work for him. So he found out that there's something new, sort of a chip that you put under your skin that connects directly the ear to the brain, and it works better. Problem was, no physician in Brazil would do this sort of operation because it's forbidden, it's not proven, etc. And then I realized that somebody must have sent him that article because of his personal problem. And he eventually got the operation. He entered into those sort of the test groups that test the product. Mm-hmm. He's only one of 200 people in the world that has this product.
So it worked for him.
And I'm sorry?
So the product works?
And not yet. He said that he needs to wait for about 4 or 5 months before they turn the product on, because it needs to settle, something like that.
Hmm.
So it's only got to turn on in January.
Interesting. All right. So where's the rest of the story going?
Where's the rest of what?
Where's the story going? So far, it's my understanding that you had the issue with the confiscation of the energy drinks, which led to you guys publishing an article about it, which led to you going to this this television station, which led to you meeting one of the head guys who was telling you about his experience. What's next?
Right. I'm not really sure, but I thought it was really interesting that personal experience is moving everything. So I think this is going to go really well because the group is committed towards doing something regarding free markets in general. So I'm really
So basically what you're telling me tonight, or what I'm understanding from you, is that this negative event of the government stealing this guy's energy drinks resulted in new connections for the Institute, the Mises Institute of Brazil, making new connections in the media world and thereby helping you get the message of freedom out more effectively?
Yes, ironically, I think that's the case.
Okay. Oh, great. That's a nice positive story. Elio, anything else you wanted to share tonight?
No, that's it.
All right,
thank
man.
You, sir.
Appreciate hearing from you. You never know what's going to lead to more exposure for the ideas of freedom. It could be, you know, a crackdown that actually helps people understand liberty better.
I love the idea that he was one of the guys that set up the Mises Institute in Brazil. What a great idea. These are thoughts that need to get out to lots of, you know, as many different countries as there are. We
Absolutely.
Need an institute there.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the doers down there. And he was on the amp line, by the way. 800-259-9231. We go to Chris in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey guys. Speaking of the chemtrails, I need to direct your attention to the Department of Energy's Atmospheric Science Program. And when you go there, it's asp.bnl.gov. Says, welcome to the ASP website. The Department of Energy's Atmospheric Science Program has as its long-term goal developing comprehensive understanding of the atmospheric processes that control the transport, transformation, and fate of energy-related trace chemicals and particulate matter. And then in bold, and mind you, this is the top of the very top of the page from which I'm reading, in bold it says, the current focus of the program is aerosol radiative forcing of climate. Aerosol, and then it continues, not bold, aerosol formation and evolution and aerosol properties that affect direct and indirect influences on climate and climate change. And that's on this Department of Energy website that has an interesting logo on top. You know, these chemtrails are said to be mutagenic, and it hasn't it has as a part of the logo a human figure that's enveloped in the double helix DNA. And back in 2008,
what's the website again? It's pretty outrageous what you're saying. What's the site again?
You could just Google Department of Energy Atmospheric Science Program, and they've contracted. The website is www.asp.b as in boy, n as in Nancy, l as in Larry, .gov, as in government. And and also back in 2008, the Freedom of Information Act request. They're actually contracting with different universities to carry out this experiment.
Which you are alleging is spraying chemicals all over places in the United States. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. And, I guess we'll address that a little further coming up in Hour 3. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.